How tough was it to focus on just what you had to do in the game and not think about the fact that they could throw a flag at any time for no rhyme or reason?
I mean, not really at all. I mean, I'm not really thinking about flags being thrown when I'm playing. I'm not. I'm just worried about doing my job and trying to win a football game. So, in that process, you just deal with the flags that are thrown.
Does it seem strange then that everybody's so excited about referees?
I mean, yeah. I guess usually everyone's complaining. When a flag's thrown, everyone's yelling anyway. So, you know, it's not really, you know, it's something that you're gonna have to deal with no matter who's reffing. Is a flag's gonna be thrown. So, we'll still deal with it the same way. You know, just play ball.
Rob, it's been 3 years since you guys have lost two straight. Any changes in coach? More intense than it usually is? What's it been like?
No, I mean, we're just going to go play football on Sunday. Big game for us, division game. We're all excited to go play them. So, it's going to be a fun game, good atmosphere like it always is up in Buffalo. So, we're excited.
A coach saying time to button down, focus tighter, is the intensity more?
It's always intense, you know. It's always a tense atmosphere around here to win football games. So we're going at this game like we do every game, and that's, you know, prepare hard every day, get the game plan, prepare against who we're playing, and go playing.
So nothing changes despite the record? It's the same?
It's whoever we're playing, it's the same each week. We do the same preparation for every team.
It is in your mind, maybe some of the things that have caused a couple of the losses, more mental, more physical, little things, subtle things, more than major things?
It's really what we're doing out there, and that's what we're trying to work on, is the things that we're not doing that we need to do to finish these games. We're obviously working on that to play 60 minutes and get the final result that we want, and that's a win.
You talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Buffalo offense you're going to be facing.
Yeah, similar to, spread offense. They really like to just keep it going, keep it moving. When we played them last year at Buffalo, you know, they did a good job of trying to spread us out, just, you know, throw those short little passes and, you know, run after catch. So we just have to do a good job of tackling. That's going to be a big thing for us. Just make sure that everyone's getting to the ball. We're, you know, tackling as a whole defense.
And that atmosphere is one of the crazier atmospheres in the NFL, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of energy. You know, you get a couple beer cans and eggs thrown at your bus while you're coming in. So it's always fun to watch all the fans go crazy when the bus is rolling in.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is considered by many one of the smarter guys in the NFL, mm-hmm. because he's a quarterback and went to Harvard. Who's the smartest guy on this team? And I'm not talking like football smart. I mean just smart about life,
education. The smartest guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Gronk is one of the smartest guys. He's fooling everybody right now.
Are you serious? Come on.
I'm telling you, he's fooling everybody. He knows it all.
Can he explain quantum physics?
We ask him all the time questions about, you know, mathematics. If I have anything going on with my car, he goes out there, he fixes it right away. You know, he knows a lot.
I had no idea. Matthew Slater said Ryan Wendell is a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, I'd say Wendell's he's pretty smart. I would also say that Slater is pretty smart. He's a real intelligent guy, you know, so don't let him throw off the I'm not that smart thing. You know, somebody else is smarter. He's one of the smartest guys.
Are you on the short list?
I wouldn't say. I'd say that I'm middle of the team as far as IQ level. You know, I'd say my mathematics skills are not the best in math. That was my trouble in school.